fall is the best time. Hello there and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Beckham. In many areas, it's not too late to plant new grass seed. In fact, fall is usually better than spring. USDA's Gary Crawford has the story.
Many of us are inspired to do our work on the lawn in the springtime, but one expert says if you have cool season grasses like bluegrass or tall fescue when fall comes,
that grass really breaks dormancy and takes off and starts growing. So a lot of times, it's a great time to get in there and do some work.
Dennis Patton is a Kansas State University Extension lawn and garden expert, and he says fall is the preferred time to do three things.
Fertilization be one. Here again, the lawns are hungry after the long, hot, dry summer. Two would be if we've got some thin or dead spots, get in there and overseed or reseed the lawn. And the third practice is something called core aeration, or aerating your lawn, which removes plugs of soil about the size of a finger out of the lawn that then helps repair the soil, loosens, breaks up the soil, also helps water nutrients move down into the soil.
Now today we're going to focus on seeding. Patton says do not just go out and throw out some seeds on the ground like I do and expect results. You have to first get the ground ready.
What really needs to occur for a good seeding project is to make sure we get good seed-soil contact. And that is usually done with a process called verticut, or verticutting your lawn. And what this verticut does, it's a machine you can rent or hire someone to do. And it slices small grooves down into the soil that breaks through that soil crust in that thatch layer. And then it allows for that seed to fall down into those grooves. Then when we start watering, we get good seed-soil contact, which in turn then lead to better germination, which is probably going to take a minimum of a week to 10 days to 2 weeks, depending on the type of seed and your soil condition.
Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Amy Beckham.